is a Cincinnati edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monk. 64 people were welcomed from out of the cold on the first day the new Winter Day Center opened. That day was Christmas Day. The Todd B. Portune Winter Day Center, named for the late Hamilton County Commissioner and Cincinnati City Councilman, was 3 years in the making before opening at the former Queensgate Correctional Facility. Let's talk about it now. Joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss the Day Center are Maslow's Army Executive Director and Founder Samuel Landa. Sam, welcome back to our program.
Hey, good afternoon, Michael, and thank you for having Maslow's Army on your wonderful program.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much. We also have Center employee Ethan Portune. Ethan, welcome to our show.
Hey, good to be here.
And Center employee Kathy Dawson. Kathy, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Samuel, we had you on late last year to talk about plans for a day center like this and why it was necessary, and now it's come to fruition. Can you talk a little bit about the early days and how you've seen it operate?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a lot of hustle and bustle, knowing that the last inmate walked out of the Queensgate Correctional Facility December 20th, 2008, which made 12 years since the opening of the day center in 2020. So there was, we wanted to open this facility safely and correctly. So, we went through the city inspectors and fire inspectors, marshals that were just extraordinary and key to making sure that when we open that we can do this safely, for the residents that we would be housing through the winter months. And it did take a whole lot of work by a whole lot of people, including a stellar staff, which really stepped up, and really proud of each and every person that played part in and the instrument of opening this day center up that is actually now saving lives. So we're grateful.
Samuel, why a day center? Why is it necessary to have a place for people experiencing homelessness to go during the daytime? We usually think about overnight shelters, but why is a facility like this important?
Well, it was a vision that we had back in October of 2016 when, Maslow's Army originated. And, at the time, there was only a couple in the country. Now there are six. There are six day centers across the United States of America, and the Maslow's Army Todd B. Portune Memorial Winter Day Center is the only one of its kind that we hire staff who were formerly homeless, suffering from addiction, alcoholism. It's just the key opponent that we can relate to the people that we serve. We have that compassion, the empathy. We understand their walk. We could wear their shoes. And, there are a lot of amazing resources in the greater Cincinnati area that we can help them navigate and, get them jobs. Some of them need other forms of assistance, such as detox treatment options, Social Security, and all of them need housing. So it's just kind of a stepping stone into a greater path of success.
I understand, Sam, there's been a pretty noticeable increase in the number of people who are unable to get into a shelter overnight because of the pandemic and the social distancing that's required. Can you help us understand what that means in terms of the people that it affects?
Absolutely. So from September of 2019 to the current time, we've seen a 39% increase of individuals staying on the street. That means people living in places not meant for human habitations, whether that's camps or, live in the back of a truck or wherever it may be, but it's certainly not meant for habitation, human habitation. And this is a direct result of the pandemic. Typically, families or individuals who were staying at families or friends' houses, living on their couch on the couches, on the floors in their apartments or houses, aren't able to do that because of the pandemic and having to safely socially distance. And and also as a result, the shelters are not at full capacity because they also have to operate within the guidelines of the CDC. So, there's a reduction in the number of emergency shelter beds that are available. So that's why we're seeing such a spike. And what we're getting ready to see in spring, coming up spring and summer, is an extraordinary increase as now evictions are going through in the greater Cincinnati, Hamilton County area. And we're going to see those numbers just skyrocket like we've never seen before. So, you know, homelessness prevention is where we need to be focused on. And that's what this day center is all about, is the prevention and taking care of those that are already experiencing issues of chronic homelessness or homelessness.
That's Samuel Landis, executive director and founder of Maslow's Armory. We are also joined by two employees of the new Todd B. Portoon Memorial Winter Day Center, Ethan Portoon and Kathy Dawson. They join us via Zoom. Ethan, Todd Portoon was your father and obviously a very well-respected and highly regarded man in our region. What does this mean to you to have your father's name on this establishment?
I mean, honestly, it's just kind of incredible to see it. And especially, I know this is only my second day actually working here, but seeing how positively it just affects people is overwhelming. I know he got involved with Sam and Maslow's Army, and it was one of his passions for a while. So I know this is something that he would just be tremendously proud of.
What led you to work here?
When I went and to the ribbon ceremony a couple weeks ago, toured the facility, Sam asked me if I wanted a job here. And I mean, being able to be a part of something that has my dad's name on it and that helps so many people out, I think that I just couldn't think of a better job to be at than here.
Well, tell us a little bit about, I know it's only been a couple of days for you, but what are you seeing?
I just seen how appreciative people are who come here during the day are, and just how much of a help this really is to Cincinnati. I mean, especially with it being the cold, months out right now and the winter is just going to get colder. I'm loving what I see so far, and the staff is just great. And this is something that the city could really use.
Well, I know I've asked you what it means to you to have your dad's name on the facility, but what does it literally mean to work there? What do you do during the day?
So right now I'm just trying to get used to the place, helping out with check-ins, just various tasks around here. I'm going to start helping out with the Maslow's Army social media pages, so people can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and just see some of the awesome stuff that we're doing here.
What is some of the awesome stuff you're doing there? What can some of these clients expect?
So right when they walk in, we check them in. We have 2 day areas in there. One has bunks for them to sleep on. The other room has games, TV, coffee, water, restrooms and facilities. And then we have hot meals provided too, lunch.
That's Ethan Portoon. We're also joined by center employee Kathy Dawson. Kathy, I understand that your story is one that involves periods of homelessness. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It sure does.
Well, can you talk to us a little bit about, I don't know if I should say how you overcame that or how you transitioned out of that?
Yeah. So the first time that I actually became homeless was on my 18th birthday. I was kicked out of my house for being pregnant. I'm from a small town, so, you know, there wasn't centers like this to go to or shelters even. So it was, you know, trying to go to a gas station or something like that to stay warm during the day and at night. You know, this is just a real big thing to have this here. I wish we had it back then.
Well, can you talk a little bit about the benefit that you see in having this? So what specifically are the opportunities presented there for people who are going through what you had previously experienced?
So one of the benefits here is that, you know, people see each one of us that has been in their position before, and we give them a little bit of hope. You know, it's never a handout, it's a hand up. And to see that, you know, we have risen above homelessness and now we are working. We have jobs that are, you know, something that I've been passionate about my entire life. I'm a recovering addict, and I always wanted to be able to give back. So to see, you know, us working with them so passionately, they're a lot more receiving of the benefits we have to offer them.
How do you approach that subject? Is there any challenge at all in talking to someone who's experiencing homelessness as someone who previously experienced it, but may now be housed?
So there's really not a challenge for me in it. I'm just honest with them, and they want to know a little bit about my story. I will tell them a little bit about my story. It allows them to feel more comfortable with who we are and what we're actually trying to do. In a work environment, you know, we just want to help them. There's so many benefits here. We have so many resources to offer them, and they're going to connect to you a little bit more. They're going to be more willing if they know that that's where you've been, where they're at.
We're also joined by Maslow's Army Executive Director and Founder Samuel Landis, who's on the phone with us. Sam, I know that homelessness is a part of your history as well. Can you help us understand the benefits of having people with that direct experience interacting with those who are going through this right now?
Oh, goodness, yes. You know, during the pandemic times, most of the individuals that we are serving would typically hang out at the public library. And unfortunately, due to the, you know, the capacity that they're allowed to serve, they only allow people in for an hour a day. So, you know, they have computer labs and resources that also help the homeless. They do a fantastic job. I would be remiss not to mention IT Supply Solutions. They came in and built an entire computer lab. So we have 12 tabletop computers and monitors, 3 laptops that our clients can work from, so that can help build job resumes. We are asking employers out there if they have positions available to come in. They could do on-site job interviews. We have clothing closets. We have, suits and dresses for people that are going to be doing job interviews that day. They can take, put on a suit or put on a dress and look presentable and go through it, the interview process. We always try to promote people getting jobs. It really does help in building self-esteem and helping them become healthy, productive members of society. We do 12-step programs. We have meetings every day at 2:00. So people can come in and be part of the 12-step process, which was instrumental in my own recovery back in 2015. So it's just a kind of a wonderful experience, as both Ethan and Kathy have mentioned, and it's very humbling to be part of it when you've actually lived it and you've been through it. So the individuals that we're working with are very comfortable around us when we share our own experience, strength, and hope.
So the center opened on Christmas. What was that first day like?
It was surreal. What a great day to open the center. It was the afternoon prior to Christmas Day where the city came in and gave us a pass on the inspection. And said that we can open and we can open safely. So, we all celebrated. We were all very excited to begin right away. And also, it was the third day the center was open. Somebody had come into the building frantic that there was a gentleman named Brandon who was unresponsive in a camp adjacent to the day center. And we went out and we gave him Narcan, which our staff carries, and did some chest compressions, and we saved his life. So that, and he's been coming to the center every day now, and we've actually secured him a bed in a detox treatment facility. And he's very excited about having a second opportunity at life. So that center is saving lives.
So you're talking about someone who was found suffering from an overdose, and you all were able to offer some swift action to save this person's life, and now he's getting help?
Now he's getting the help that he needs. Correct.
Sam, what happens after March. I understand that this is a winter day center, open every day through March. What happens when the winter months are over? Is there a need for something like this in warmer days?
Well, our strategic plan is to keep it year-round. As I said, there's only six that exist in the country. One, Maslow's Army is the only one of its kind, where we hire people who have been in the shoes of the clients that we serve. Our goal is, with the 140,000 square feet space, is to open up temporary housing to, of course, veterans, families, and individuals experiencing homelessness. We'd like to start building floor by floor, creating apartment spaces, and allowing people to live there anywhere between 6 months and a year while they get themselves back on their feet. And it would be transitional housing, so that you know, that can provide that that living quarters that they need to be healthy and productive and achieve the success and the goals that they're acquiring. Yeah.
That's Sam Landis, executive director and founder of Maslow's Army. We're also joined by the Winter Day Center employees, Kathy Dawson and Ethan Portune. Ethan, I do want to ask, what would your father say about this new operation if he were with us?
Well, I just know that the Day Center would have his full support with anything they needed. He would just be so proud of what Sam and the entire group at Maslow's Army has been able to accomplish here. And yeah, I mean, I just know how much this would mean to him.
And Kathy, what do you hope comes from your involvement now on the other side of this homelessness equation, where you're now helping others who are in your shoes? What are your long-term goals for your service there?
My long-term goals is to stay with them and to potentially, you know, open up other centers in other parts of the country that doesn't have them. I'm definitely here for the long haul. I love this work. I love being able to help others that are experiencing homelessness and to see them achieve goals. It's just an amazing opportunity here.
We've been joined by Maslow's Army Executive Director and Founder Samuel Landis and the Todd B. Portune Winter Day Center employees, Kathy Dawson and Ethan Portune. Sam, Ethan, Kathy, thank you so much for the time you gave us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us on.
We've got links for more information at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. A couple of programming notes coming up at 2 o'clock right here on 91.7 WVXU. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine will be offering a COVID-19 update, so you can tune in for that. And then coming up tonight at 9 o'clock, 91.7 WVXU will be carrying live coverage from NPR of the Georgia Senate runoff elections. Both Senate seats in Georgia are on the ballot again for the special runoff, and the winners of these races will determine control of the United States Senate, whether it will be the Democrats or the Republicans. Again, that is at 9 o'clock this evening from NPR right here on 91.7 WVXU. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstrow. This theme music was composed by Rob Fetters, and you can find every episode of Cincinnati Edition online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.